listen, think, learn, grow. Listen, think, learn, grow. Live.
This is the Spirit of Life Metaphysics Radio Program, exploring science and spirituality with Dr. Michael Kelly and Dr. Vicki Hunter.
Good evening and welcome to the Spirit of Life program for Wednesday, September 3rd. My name is Michael Kelly. I'm here with Dr. Vicki Hunter.
You know, as always, I'm really glad to be here, Michael, but I have a chest infection. You have pneumonia, so I don't know how
to. You're letting the cat out of the bag.
Yeah, I sure did. But we're going to have Dr. Doug Kelly with us tonight, so that's good.
We are going to have a fun time. It's going to be a good conversation. We might cut it a little short, but we'll play it by ear and see how things go, or until I cough up part of my lung. We're going to just, again, we'll see how things go. It's going to be fun. But it is always good to have you. It's always good to have those that join us live, and we always appreciate those that take the time to join us from the archives as well. Spirit of Life is a weekly service and educational program of the International Church of Metaphysical Humanism. Our mission is to explore and empower the human spirit, as well as to explore science and spirituality. In addition to this broadcast, ICMH offers other educational programs that can be found at metaphysicsinstitute.org and tfuniversity.org. We'll begin tonight with our 9 abbreviated principles of belief. Those are 1, do no harm, do right. 2, we believe in the indomitable power of the human spirit. The answers we seek already exist within us. 3, we believe that we alone are responsible for and capable of solving human social problems. 4, we are all equal, one planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. 5, we recognize and honor the divine energy that exists in all living things. 6, we are physical and spiritual beings. Consciousness survives death of the physical body. 7, self-acceptance, self-responsibility, and respect for free will create self-completeness. 8, metaphysical education and practical life skills empower the human spirit and enhance the human condition. And 9, expanding human consciousness leads to human evolution and peaceful coexistence. So, Dr. Vicki, like you said, we are very happy to have our guest and founder on the program, Dr. Doug Kelly. Welcome.
Hello, everybody. Good to be with you again for the new month. Hope everyone is doing well. And I'm doing pretty well. I'm doing fantastic. Dang it.
Better than we are.
By golly. All right. So, tonight we're going to be talking about a dose of encouragement. And, it's always a good topic to get into. I mean, if you're a student, then you receive the newsletter. This past, what is today? When? Yesterday you received it, and that was the theme on the newsletter article, was a dose of encouragement. And so I like to post this article, at least once a year, if not a little more often, because I think people need to be reminded that there are encouraging things out there to be aware of and to be reminded of. And so I'm going to be talking just a little bit extemporaneously, and we'll see where this goes. And hopefully the end result will be that you leave just a little more encouraged than you were when we started here. The first point is to acknowledge that there's always something to worry about in the world, right? I mean, we all have things that we worry about, we're concerned about, personal lives, world events. There's like never any end to the stuff that we could worry about. But, the flip side of that is there's not an end to the number of things we can be encouraged about as well. It's just that we tend to focus on the negatives, on the things that are causing us trouble and stress and all kinds of things like that. So the trick is to focus on not the bad stuff, but to try to focus on the good stuff while understanding the bad stuff will be there, and we work to resolve it, of course. And so the one thing that – and look, I'm human just like you are. I mean, we're all human. We all have fears and, worries and concerns and all that. We all do. It just comes with being human. And yet the older I get – the more I realize that stuff just doesn't matter. In fact, I've told Michael this, nothing really matters, and I say that, but you got to take it in context. Of course, things matter. But I'm saying that some of that stuff that we really stress over and worry about and fret over, it honestly just doesn't matter. I mean, back in the day, I mean, I'm 66, right? So I remember going through problems in my 20s, all my life, really, but 20s, 30s, 40s, and they were like, oh, my God, what am I going to do about this? I mean, there's financial issues, there's personal issues, there's alcoholic, relation issues, there's religious issues that were there at the time. And, I was all swallowed up in that stuff, and now I look back and guess what? It all worked out, and I'm even better off for it because I learned a lot of lessons. I learned a lot of things. And one of the things that I have learned in my older years here is that none of that stuff really mattered. It doesn't matter. It's like, and my dad shared this with this saying, this quote with me, gosh, maybe when I was in my late teens or 20s, but he basically from Plato, nothing in the affairs of men is worth worrying about. And, at first glance, I think, well, that doesn't make any sense. Of course you got to worry about stuff. There's stuff going on, people are dying and all that. But when you look at the broad spectrum, the bigger picture, you realize that this life is not all there is. There's the next chapter, which I'm hoping is going to be a little better than this one, without all the crap. And so when you look at the big picture, nothing in the affairs of men is worth worrying about because we're all going to pass over at some point. Mm-hmm. And none of the stuff that we faced or dealt with is going to make any difference at that point. So nothing in the affairs of men is worth worrying about. And I don't worry about the stuff with the petty stuff going on in the world. There are petty tribal warfare. There are attempts to rule their countries and the world and try to control people's lives and try to impose their will on people when they have no right to try to control or change people. And yet that's what they, according to their values, whether they're religious or whatever. And so it doesn't matter. That's petty. And I'm not going to get involved in that in terms of my emotions and my worry because, there's very little that I can do about it. I do what I can, but there's very little I can do to change any of that stuff. So what I can do is I can make sure that my day, my life, my day is not fraught with worry about things that I have little to no control over. I would rather focus on things that I can control and focus on the beauty that there is around me. And that includes my cats, the world, creation around us and all that stuff. That's something to be thankful for and to focus on. And the little things that I enjoy doing, I try to get as much enjoyment out of those as I can. I like to do a little yard work. I like to fix things. I like to restore things here and there as I can, little projects and all that. And it keeps my mind active and it keeps my mind distracted off the other stuff that I could, that could take over. That is all the problems that are going on in the world. And so maybe that's an idea for you too, because I want to just reiterate this thing that back in the day, as I look over my life, there was always something in the world going on, In my lifetime, first of all, we can start before my lifetime, 1944, 1943, 1944, just to take one of those 2 years. And you probably weren't around, but you might have been. But think about what was going on in the world then, a world war, the Second World War, and people were dying right and left, and there was all kinds of strife going on, all kinds of. And what if we could take go back in time to that very moment and look at the world, take a snapshot with our current life and our current mindset. Man, that'd be scary, wouldn't it? Okay, so there was that. And then, you've got JFK, assassination. You've got, I'm going to be leaving some out, but then you've got, you know, through the 60s, you know, we're all practicing jumping under our desks in case a nuclear bomb went off. And come on, wow, really? And then, you know, you get to the early 70s, and you got the gas shortage. Keep going, and you've got, what else is there? There's Watergate. I forgot that. That was back then. And 70s, and then there's, you know, Iran-Contra affair, and, you know, 9/11, and Soviet Union crashing, and just there's, if you keep coming forward, there's always something going on, always something. And yet we get past them, mm-hmm. world gets past them, and even the stuff that's going on in the world today, we'll get past it. It'll even itself out. And we'll work through it, and it will be okay. So understand, it's the same thing, only different, what we're going through. So whatever problems you might be experiencing in your life, you'll get past them. I remember vividly when I was dealing with an alcoholic wife and a very small child, and I felt like I was in this rowboat on the water, and surrounded by nothing but fog, and I couldn't see anything anywhere. I didn't know where to go, didn't know which direction to go, didn't know how to fix it, didn't know how to resolve it, didn't know how to correct it, didn't know what to do to save my family, didn't know what to do to save my son, himself. And you know what? One day, the fog lifted, and it was beautiful, sunshiny, blue skies, and then I could see where I needed to go. I made it through it. And the result, honestly, is the church and the schools. That's the result of all those lessons and all that stuff. Because I didn't just take it in stride. I thought about it. I studied it. I asked, what are the lessons here? What can I learn? How can I use what I've gone through to help other people get through it? And so that was there. And that's the same for you. If you're going through any kind of that stuff, toxic relationships, divorce, anything like that, personal problems, a job problem. I had my own, you know, job issues at times over the years. And yet they're gone now. Those problems have passed, and I've learned from them, and I'm better off as a result of that. I'm going to shut up for just a second. Any comments either of you would like to make?
Well, I, you know,
we always make comments.
Well, if you remember, like I had said at the beginning of the year that 2025 may be a hard year, but there would be a reconstruction in 2026. And, you know, but there's so many layers to life, right? There's you living in your bubble, dealing with relationships or family or money or job and stuff. And then there's the bigger thing of, oh, wow, look what's going on in the world. And if you're black or brown, you're more at risk than white people and the privilege. And there's so many of those other things. But I look toward, and yeah, there's a lot of casualties and it breaks my heart. But I look toward that hopefulness that I felt when I made that prediction that there will be a rebuilding and a reconstruction in 2026. And we can redefine, you know, we can, I don't know, pave a new way, pave a new road, so to speak. Mm-hmm. And that's where I feel encouraged. So I'm glad you mentioned about, you know, being thankful because I've got food, I got shelter, you know, I'm okay. And there isn't a day that goes by that I'm not grateful for that. Because any one of us can be one of those casualties. But that's where gratitude comes in. And, you know, mm-hmm. we harp on this a lot. I was at the grocery store today and, you know, going through the cash checkout. And when the woman gave me my receipt and I looked at her and I smiled and right in the eye, I said, thank you very much. And her face lit up because nobody had looked at her before. And I thought, what a small thing to do. You know, it takes like 1 second to acknowledge that's a human being. and to brighten someone's day. And it only takes me a second. Letting somebody go first, I don't care. It takes a few seconds. You know, in the parking lot, somebody needs in, let them in. You know, mm-hmm. It's only a few seconds out of your day. And I think that's how we reassure ourselves and others that we're going to be okay. You know, the world at large, we're going to get through this. Because mm-hmm. yep. if we didn't impart some of that positivity, then we're all hooped. And I know people, we've been in a heat wave all summer, and that really wears on people. Oof, does it ever.
We have too.
Yeah. So the heat weighs on us, and, you know, the economic climate weighs on us. And people are even unconsciously stressed, and they don't know it. So if you know who you are, and you're listening to this, it's that reminder of that very small thing that we can do in a day. Hold the door open for somebody. You know, here's this morning I was at the doctor's office. You know, at the doctor's office this morning, and I'm coming out, and it was something minor, guys. I'm fine, other than the chest infection. And this guy coming in with this big thing of boxes, I just held the door open. And he goes, oh, for me, thank you very much. I said, that's no problem. And really, if you time it, it was all 3 seconds. And then there's another woman coming out. I let her go, too. I got time. You know, don't be in a hurry. So just those little things about, you know, feeling encouraged, you got to spread that around. Mm-hmm. It's going to be all right.
Good points. Any points you want to share, Michael?
Well,
before I continue,
I was just thinking, you were talking about, you know, going back to the 40s, which World War II was definitely a watershed event for humanity. But going back further, you know, for a very long time, every century is better than the one before it. It just is, in a lot of ways, for a lot of people. Not everybody, not consistently a lot of times, but industrialization has had bad and good. One good thing is it's brought a lot of people out of poverty. But there was a lot of pain in that journey, too. I was looking at pictures of miners being brought up in these elevators where they're packed in like sardines. And I don't just mean...
Yeah, saw that.
You saw that picture, too, yeah?
Yeah.
And those are the working conditions that people in the late 1800s dealt with in the so-called Gilded Age, you know? And the fact is that, you know, we don't remember a lot of that history. We didn't live it. We don't know people that lived it. We still know people that lived the 1940s and went through World War II. But as that knowledge passes, we don't know what the lived experience of those human beings were. We can read about it and things like that, but that makes it easy to forget that we have made progress. It makes it easy for me to forget that we've made progress, and I read and listen about history all the time. But it is, again, I've harped on this before, I'll harp on it again, always worthwhile to take stock of the achievements humanity has made in forging ahead in progress. And the mission's never done. And it never will be, because it is constant vigilance that will keep humanity getting better.
All right, good point. So let's continue the discussion then on the dose of encouragement. So we've talked about how it's you know, from one decade to the next, it's the same thing, only different. And things pass, and life goes on and on and on. Okay, so, and we've also, I should say this, we've also mentioned how the bad stuff's out there if you look for it, of course. But on the flip side, the good stuff's out there too, if you look for it. And so here's the key point. You find what you look for. Just let that settle in for a minute. You find what you look for. You know, you find what you look for. You see what you look at. So the question is, what are you looking for and what are you looking at? If all you're looking at is the news and all the crap going on in the world, that's all you're going to see. And it's going to squash out all the good stuff. But if you take some time each day, each morning, whenever, throughout the day, to just think about something positive. Is it a beautiful day? Note that. You know, did somebody hold the door open for you, like Dr. Vicky was talking about? You know, be thankful for that. Or did you hold the door for somebody? Be thankful for that. You know, those are all human kindnesses. And look for human kindness. Somebody let you in traffic? Great. You know, Be thankful for that and look at the good in that. You know, the thing is that most people are really not intentionally trying to hurt others. Most people. Yes, not talking about the criminals and all those people. I'm talking about most average people. They don't want to hurt anybody. They don't want to make people's lives difficult, not intentionally. Now, many do unwittingly because they lack awareness, but generally speaking, people don't want to hurt other people. And so look for that human kindness and then show that human kindness wherever you can, because you're going to find what you look for. So look for the good stuff in your own life. Do you have kids? What are some of the things you love most about your kids? What are their traits or qualities? The things that make them special, you know? What did you do today that you're proud of yourself for? That's a great thing to ask your kids every day. If you've got kids, what did you do today you're proud of yourself for? And it's a good thing to ask yourself, what did you do today that you're proud of yourself for? And if you didn't do anything you're proud of yourself for, that's your clue to change it. Do something that you're proud of yourself for. You know, so focus on the positive and the good things. And I know this may sound, oh, well, I've heard that 1,000 times. Well, it works. It's just do it. You know, don't fight it. Don't insist that there's some cosmic truth coming down that's going to change everything magically. It's not what it's about. It's what it's about is finding something positive each day in your life, in the world, in the cosmos, you know, in the wonderment, the excitement of living, because there's so many people that would trade places with you in a heartbeat who are not alive. You know, I look at some of these criminals and these police videos and all that, and these people are just ruining their lives. You know, they're entitled. They're control freaks. They are low vibration entities. And yet there are so many people out there who can't walk, who are paralyzed or who are disabled somehow, and they would love to have that mobility again. And yet these criminals, they have it, and yet they're just trying to hurt other people. And so the fact is that if you feel like life is not worth living, that's not a good space to be in. Because what's the alternative? Well, they think, well, it's death. You know, well, okay, well, what's death? Well, it's a state of non-existence. Is that right? Are you sure about that? You know, and so better the evil we know than the evil we don't know. That's another common saying. And so if you think it's evil, fine, but you can find some good out of it. And if you're having a hard time finding good, then that is your notice to go and volunteer somewhere. Go do something that helps other people, because the only way you can keep your happiness is by giving it away. Catch that? The only way you can keep your happiness is by giving it away. So go give it away to people who need it, the homeless or whoever, some children in need, or you know, pick up trash around your neighborhood. Do something that contributes to the solution rather than takes away from it. And those things will help you to feel good. And by doing good about yourself, and by doing these things, you are delivering your greatness to the world. I mean, when I say that, a lot of people think, oh, I don't think I have anything I can do to deliver greatness to the world. Yes, there is. You hold the door open for somebody who needs it. You help a kid in trouble, or you help somebody broken down on the highway if it's safe. You know, you do all these different things that we can do every day to help other people. And you focus on helping other people. And the one who benefits the most is you. They benefit, but you benefit the most. And so, again, happiness is where you see it. And you find what you look for. So if you want happiness, if you want to feel good about yourself, about your life, look for it and then give it away. Give that goodness away. And if you do that, you will benefit handsomely, as they say. You write your history every day by the choices you make. If you want yesterday's history to be more favorable, make better decisions today. You'll thank yourself tomorrow, and so will the world. Mm-hmm. And so I want to, before I end my talk for tonight, I want to also address students that I have, and who many of you probably won't even hear this, but many will. And I want you to know that I'm proud of you for enrolling in the degree program and for educating yourself, because that's what life is about. I'm proud of you for having the stick-to-itiveness, the self-discipline that it takes to get through this program. Even when you have other stuff, distractions and troubles in life and all that come up that want to take you away from it, but you stick to it. You stick with it. And I'm proud of you for that. I'm proud of all of those who earn their degrees, because that means that they stuck with it and they kept going, even when other people were telling them stupid things like, oh, that's not a real degree, or, you know, that's a scam outfit, or they're just trying to take from you, whatever they tell them. And some of these people are just well-intentioned family members, but they're ignorant and they don't know any better because they haven't done the work. They haven't looked into it like you have. They haven't done their research and their due diligence like you have. And so you can't let them hold you back. You can't let them dim your light. Because if you do what they want you to do, you are walking their path, not your own. And so I want you to know I'm very proud of you. I know even if you've fallen behind and you haven't done anything in a while, you can still start up again. It's easy. You're still enrolled. Just start your courses again and get back on track with it, because you can do this. And I'm very proud of you for taking the first step to begin with. And I'll be very, very proud of you when you finish your steps and you graduate with your doctoral degree, and you will feel good about yourself as well. So as I've always said, if there's anything I can do to help you, I'm a phone call away. You can call me. The number's on the website. It's there. You can find it. Call me. You can email me. I reply to emails. I don't make you wait 24 hours or 2 days or whatever like some of these other companies do. I respond pretty promptly to emails, and I answer the phone. So if you need some help, you just need to call me or email me, and I'll help you as best I can. And with that, I appreciate everybody, and I appreciate y'all. So proud of you. Keep doing what you're doing.
You know, Dr. Kelly, just reminding me, Dr. Jeff has said he started a batch of sauerkraut today, cabbage fresh from his garden. Now, just a reminder that Jeff went through the program, and he's clinically blind. He still grows a garden. He does all kinds of herbs. He has the Blind Outdoorsman, you know, on Facebook and Instagram and so on. Dr. Kevin is also blind, went through the program, and he's not in the chat tonight, but we know him well. We've had folks who've been dealing with, you know, matter of fact, we have some late students, meaning deceased, who had cancer, who've been facing huge life crisis and gone through the program, and in every case has said, you know, this was a great benefit to them. And, you know, it's Teresa saying it transformed her life in a powerful way. And, you know, there's lots of comments in the chat here. So it's doing something for yourself. And I think even as a bit of encouragement, no matter what you're doing, do something for yourself. You know, sometimes I get a little lost in the day, and I go to my art room. And even if I only do a little bit, I remind myself I'm not in a hurry. That's a meditation. Oh, okay, collect myself and get back about the day, you know. And you're doing something for yourself. And in the event that it's a school, even if you go and read a page, just one page, or this week you say, I'm going to go through a chapter. You know, I'm just going to go through one little segment. And then there'll be other times you're just on a roll. Like, wow, I'm just going through this. And then you sit there, you sit on it for 2 or 3 months. That's okay too, because everybody's got stuff going on in their life. So, and we do know that you're there for anybody who needs a little bit of help. And but it's also part of the school and what you teach, Dr. Kelly, is for people to learn to help themselves.
Yep.
Because helplessness is not in your vocabulary.
No.
So
how it's, hard can it be? Make it happen.
Well, it's learning to navigate, you know, the website or, you know, things. It just requires that extra bit of attention, even if your neural pathways aren't used to it. And I know I had my struggles in the beginning, but, I wasn't used to that kind of software. I'm not going to tell you that. I'm too proud. Are you kidding? you know, but Jeff was
You're
saying
my
in the
star
chat,
student.
Jeff is saying, today was one of those days he was proud of himself. And you should be. You should feel that, Jeff. What are you proud of today? You know, again, even if it's small things, everybody, you know, that you brought a light to somebody's life, even if it's with a smile, like, be proud of yourself. That's, you know, I've said it often, say it again. Don't let them push you around. You can't let the world take away who you are. I think we're all going to feel worried. A little stressed, you know, there's things you can do for yourself. If you're worried about the state of the world, do what you can. Worried about blackouts, no power and stuff. You can get yourself a little solar generator. There's little AM, FM crank radios that a lot of mountain climbers use. In the event you can actually charge your phone on them. You know, it's a crank or, you know, it's got a little solar thing. So you don't have to use batteries. And you doing what you can to know that you'll be okay. So if it's a little solar generator, you can plug it into your freezer 2 hours a day. That's all you need. Keep your freezer going. Need a little heat, need a little AC, just take the edge off, and you'll get through it. Because you got to remember, we've been on this planet for 50,000 plus years. We've managed.
Or more.
Yeah, no. Absolutely. So.
All right.
You know,
well, I'm going to take my leave and let you guys finish up to do what you're going to do. And again, I want to tell everybody thank you for being here, whether you're in the live program, on the chat room, or listening to the archive. We appreciate you. I appreciate you, your support in all this. And again, you contact me if I can help you in any way. And with that, I will bid everybody good night.
Thanks for coming.
Yeah, always, thank you.
You're always welcome. For at least, you know.
Thanks, son.
For plus or minus 30 minutes, we'll see about it, but you're always welcome.
Jeez, and
right,
I was on a roll,
night.
Michael.
Have a good night.
You too.
Have a good night.
Bye-bye.
Bye. You know.
Well, Michael, that leaves us. I think it was Audra or Teresa in the chat earlier said, encouraged, feels good about 2026.
Mm-hmm.
And I do too. It's a restructuring. I really believe that. So, you know, go through stuff, but, you know, it'll all correct itself.
It will. It will.
Yeah.
You know,
pendulum swings.
It does. The pendulum swings, life ebbs and flows. You know, it gives us a lot, it gives us a little. Just the biggest thing about it is, you know, yeah, everything's going to be okay. And even if it's not, if you act like it's the world, the sky is falling all the time, you're not living, you're not doing anything. Whatever happens down the road, what we control is the here and now. You focus on the here and now. You focus on doing good in this world and in doing good in this moment, doing good in your bubble, in your town, in your community. Audra had made mention of hoping that, you know, she worked by a hospital at a mini mart, you know, once. And she, you know, is happy that, you know, she was maybe able to uplift some doctors, some nurses, some people whose family was sick by just being a warm, kind soul. And that is what you do, you know. I've joked about the brighter side of nihilism before, when you realize nothing really matters. You can focus on what matters to you. And, you know, what matters to me is people being treated fairly and people doing right. And I'm going to do as much of that as I can. And sometimes I'm going to falter too, because sometimes I don't know always what the right thing is. I gotta say, I don't know, I can't speak. English is a very tough language, I have to say that. But I don't know how many people have seen the movie, but I really loved the new Superman movie that came out, and I really loved the speech in it, where Superman, an almost godlike figure, says that he's absolutely human because he's trying his best every day, and he doesn't always know the right thing to do, but he's trying, putting one foot in front of the other, making mistakes, and trying to do better. And that's what we can do. So that's my piece. But
I like it.
I'll take that.
I'm in.
I'll take
it. I'm down for that. I don't know how you feel, Michael. I don't know yet for you. You want to take a few cards tonight?
We're on a roll. Let's do it.
Let's do it. You know, can always find some energy. I'll collapse after.
There you go.
We're good.
There you go.
I know it's later for you than it is for me, so.
Yeah. I've been on prednisone. I can't even remember. You know, another thing that's been going on is I'm not getting much sleep because I am on prednisone. Prednisone is a corticosteroid something. But
yeah.
One of the side effects of both that and the albuterol that I'm taking via nebulizer is insomnia. So I'm not sleeping. I think I got 3 hours of sleep last night, maybe 4 hours the night before. So everything's kind of melding together, and memory isn't what it used to be.
Jeez.
But, no, so, yeah, would love to pull some cards. And, yeah, I'm good for it.
Put your name in the chat, anybody, if you want a card. So, you know, it's good to have Dr. Kelly on, you know, the first Wednesday of every month. And, you know, just a touch base and students get to hear his voice and, you know, a little word of encouragement. So,
yeah,
that's great.
We got a couple. I'm going to let some people get in. I'll say this. Shout out to Wendy and Audra, who's seen the new movie. Yeah, definitely. It's a little bit more the Superman movie. A little bit more comic book, you know, oriented than some of the movies have been. But I got to say, this is not really a huge spoiler. But one thing I loved, in the middle of a giant fight, Superman saves the life of a small squirrel that was about to be killed. And I'm like, gosh darn, that's right. You know, that's what I'm about. So anyway, with that, we do have some cards, and we have Dr. Jeff, if I'm not mistaken, is our number one.
We do.
Catch that? All right. So you get number 24, truth. There are many ways to discover cosmic truth. It begins with knowing who you are and why you are who you are. This is your truth. Discovering cosmic truth involves further discovering the truths that are often concealed within a relationship or life situation. Yet, the only truths kept secret are those we will not see. This is a time of deep introspection to intuitively gauge the way ahead. This card may indicate that there is truth in something or in a direction. Good card.
Well, it is. The Five of Spades. Well, it's a victory card. The Five of Spades means the battle is over. So if there was something you were working on, something you were trying to figure out, Wendy just said that you had that card truth on April 30th, so it must mean something. So I think there's a bit of an awakening, and the major struggle of it is it's come to pass, Jeff. So now you're in another phase of, now I get it. What do I do with that? And taking another step. So I think that's a really cool thing. I do. Next step is next.
Good stuff. All right.
I think we have Donna's next.
Donna, for you, I have number 33, preference over principle. A mark of knowledge and wisdom is knowing when and how to offer an opinion or voice a complaint. If it's a matter of preference, yield. If it's a matter of principle, policy, or law, stand firm. It's important to know when and where to pick your battles. Be selective regarding the areas in which you invest your energy.
Wow. Major Arcana Death card. New beginnings. Look, death is not about death. It's about new life. So wherever there's an ending, you know, another opening appears. So preference versus principle. I think you're making some pretty big life decisions, Donna. Which would require change. Wendy's saying you haven't had that card before. I like preference over principle. But again, when you're looking around, making these life decisions, what really does hold those principles close to you to say, no, I'm ready to give that up? And, another door opens. And it's amazing what happens to the energy in your life when you come to that point. I promise you it's a really good one. I promise. Crossing the bridge can feel rickety, but you got this. So I think this is really impactful. I'm just an observer. I like it. When you're going through it, it's not so fun. But welcome it with open arms, Donna. That's what I say. That's the easiest way to transition.
Absolutely.
Audra. I had Wendy.
Did I miss Audra?
Did I?
Oh, we missed Wendy. No, I did have Wendy. Oh. Yep, it is Wendy. And we can't skip Wendy. Wendy's our card keeper. And
Wendy.
She looks for those repeats. Did we shout out that Jeff had that one on April 30th that he got?
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good, because I'm not, you know, really alive right now, so things are passing me by. But Wendy, happy to have you. You get number 35, one planet, one race, one ancestry, one destiny. Divine energy lives in all things. Diversity in nature and among humanity is not an evolutionary mistake. It's an evolutionary constant. This card advocates equality, peace, unity, healthy life skills, higher consciousness, and spiritual enlightenment. It is critical for our spiritual evolution that we display tolerance and equality towards others as well as ourselves. Remember, you are of divine energy.
I get the seven of clubs, or seven of wands. One planet, one destiny. Seven of clubs is a protection symbol, Wendy. So it's, I don't know, putting up a barrier between you and some negativity, or you and, I don't know, some stressors you might be feeling, or anxiety perhaps, or, but I feel like it's people, it's not just the economic climate and politics, it would be, you know, just some energy around, and you say, nah, I got to take this to a bigger picture. Like even what Dr. Kelly was saying earlier, you know, it's that weed out the small stuff. This isn't important to have anxiety about. So it's a self-protection thing and preservation. And I like it myself. I think it's a wise thing to do. So hope that makes sense to you. Audra now, I guess. I think we have Audra. Michael?
Michael is on mute. Michael was on mute.
I was just...
Audra, you get number 15. Belief system and knowledge base. We each operate life from an existing belief system, and sometimes the solution or direction lies outside of our belief system. Equally, when knowledge is expanded, a belief system calls for revision. Consider that opening the mind for more information and knowledge may be required, subsequently adjusting a belief system. Know that the knowledge you seek is within.
Ten of hearts. So the ten of cups, ten of hearts. Oh, it's really about making the comfort of the home comfortable. Your extended family perhaps, and sharing a little more of what you've learned or who you are, and bringing peace to the valley, so to speak. I mean, it's so cliche. I like it. It's standing closer in your own identity. I'm not keen on that word authenticity, but I think it might apply here. It's just being you, Audra, and the energy around you then becomes a lot more positive. I like that.
I love it.
Okay, we have Teresa next. I appreciate the mute button too, Michael. I do tend to use it a lot.
Well, I got two dogs that are chirping at each other because I don't know, they have something going on. One wants to be where the other is. They're doing dog stuff. But Teresa, you get number 32, sympathy and empathy. Mercy is compassion in action and fulfills a kind act of paying it forward. Sympathy, which is sensitivity for another's plight, and empathy, which is relating to another's plight, each requires a need, compassion, and action to fulfill a soul's need to explore, investigate, and educate. Always extend the benefit of the doubt until there is no longer a reason to do so.
Well, the Queen of Hearts says you might be called to action, Teresa. Oh, meaning you're needed somewhere or for something, and you might feel a little bit of reticence about it. And yet if you think about sympathy versus empathy, and then again add in compassion, you got time for this. You can do this. So the Queen of Hearts, you know, she digs deep in herself to feel others and sense, at least sense you're part of it, what you can do to contribute. So I hope that makes sense, but I just feel like you're called to action here. So we'll go with that one, Michael.
All right.
Oh, I think our last card is for Kim tonight.
We do have one late entry. I think we should squeeze in. You can correct me in chat if I say your name wrong.
Aaliyah?
Yeah, exactly. Aaliyah. But Kim is first, but we do... We'll pull that one, too. Kim, you get number 17, reinvention. Nothing is more powerful or transformative than self-reinvention, resulting in a personal identity foundation shift. Far-reaching and profound, such a personal reinvention shifts the foundation of your self-concept from external to internal, which in turn is vital to your future success and happiness. Re-examine your core values, ensuring they're healthy. Answer the questions, what do I call a good day, and what else in my life should be reinvented?
Oh, with the King of Diamonds, you might be looking at employment opportunities, or sitting down with somebody talking about finances, or my first feeling goes to the workplace, Kim, and reinventing yourself, and maybe looking for a new position, or expanding yourself, or advancing yourself. Or and it could be with this within the same organization, but that's where I'm going to go with this. And more than just about, I don't think it's about home life, although it could be. No, I'm going to go with the workplace on this one. So good for you, Kim. You're looking at other things, and I feel encouraged by it. It's very positive.
All right, good stuff. All right, Aaliyah, if I got that. I don't know if we pulled this one in a minute. Number 11, awareness.
Mm.
Every human being has a responsibility to increase their awareness for fulfillment and peaceful coexistence. People generally do the best they can according to their current level of awareness, knowledge, experience, and resources. This card may indicate that an increased awareness in some area is needed. Continue to increase your awareness of self and others through observation, acquired knowledge, and a positive attitude. Good card, and it kind of hits on tonight's topic, too.
Yeah, and the Three of Hearts, which is celebration. I love that, Three of Cups. You might be, and I think in this case, you might be celebrating with others, Aaliyah, patting yourself on the back a little bit, and... you had some your own revelations, and I think this is great. It's marking a new day for you. So good for you. Dr. Jeff. So let's back up here. Donna, thank you for that feedback. She said she just moved, and that's a big change, and that's where, you know, she feels encouraged by those cards she got. Dr. Jeff, he said... Mm-hmm. He survived the battle with a kombucha bottle. I don't like kombucha.
Oh,
kombucha, Michael.
I've never had it.
That he broke while trying to open it a few days ago, ended up lacerating his finger and getting 9 stitches. Well, you know, it might help if you could see it, Jeff, but even people with sight screw up.
I mean, it hasn't helped me out.
He knows I'm joking. he knows I'm joking, so yeah, that's nasty. So Wendy said that sounds painful. She got sliced by the aluminum foil blade last week. Oh, that hurts too.
Oof.
Yikes.
Oof-ta.
You know, we all do it, guys. I started taking omega-3s because I wanted to stop putting the salt in the fridge, you know, stupid things like that. And but it lowered my blood pressure. So I have to find something else. So I think I'm on to ginkgo biloba again. We'll see how well that goes. Yeah, we all have scars, everybody.
Yep.
Funny. You know, Dr. Mike sent me a video. I got to tell y'all, next week we're going to talk about this. The meaning of a deck of cards.
Oh, yeah, you know, I
saw we're going to talk a little bit about numbers and decks of cards next week and add in a little history on a deck of cards. How does that sound, Michael?
I think that sounds perfect. And, that was an excellent video. So good stuff. Good stuff.
I wrote it all down. Yep. I have it all kind of committed to memory. I had never seen that explanation before. So I'll give you a little hint, everybody. It's about based on medieval societies and a deck of cards.
Mm-hmm.
It's really cool.
That's going to be good stuff. I think that's a great idea. Good stuff.
I love learning new things.
Absolutely. That's what life's all about. You know, I don't care how long you live. You know, in these books, vampires, they go crazy because they've lived 200 years. 2 years, nothing. That's nothing. You can't learn everything there is to learn in 200 years. That's lame. They go crazy after only 200 years. But anyway.
Well.
And Rice, anyway.
I was going to say, I've been around for 1,000 years. I'm getting tired now.
1,000 years, nothing. It's nothing.
Well, yeah.
existence has existed forever. So, which, you know, comes back to this. Anyway, that's another topic, whether time exists at all. But, I think that's a great idea for next week. We can tie it into how we do with cards and stuff, too. This has been a great conversation. And my body is slowly shutting down. So, yeah, this is a perfect time to call it a night.
Thank you, Michael.
Well,
and
thank you
for everybody's patience with us tonight.
Oh, if absolutely.
We're a little bit bonkers.
That's
what
happens. I think it has a certain nice energy to it, though, doesn't it? My slow descent into insanity from lack of sleep. But
Michael, I sure hope you get to sleep tonight.
I'm having fun right now. I'm not gonna lie. Everything.
I know. Well, that can make you
alive.
Delirious.
It's the good kind of sleepiness. Anyway, no, it's great to see you guys. It's been a heck of a week, in and out of doctors and urgent care and stuff, but seeing you guys, I love it. I love seeing you. Thank you so much for everything you bring to this. Thank you, Dr. Vicky, for everything you bring to this, too. And I would give you a standing ovation were this live and on the stage, but, you know, I couldn't do it without you, and I'm happy to have you here. And
thanks, Michael.
I'm just going to go on my my brown nosing and say that we couldn't do this without any of you. Everybody showing up in chat, everybody listening to the archives, everybody sending their feedback in. And I hope that it is worthwhile for you all, because it is very much worthwhile for me, and I get a lot emotionally out of this, so thank you for that. Can't wait to have that discussion next week. And I would be remiss if I didn't offer you a final word there, Dr. Vicky.
Don't let them push you around out there, folks.
You're gosh darn right. Gosh darn right. So, with that, I will just say that, be kind, help each other out, find that little bit of good in life, and make it bigger. So, can't wait to see everybody next week. Until then, listen, think, learn, grow, and live. Good night, everybody.
Good night, everyone.